The forces of light and darkness are already lined up for battle as the world moves closer to the end of the age. Find out what military, battle-tested strategies you can use to prepare your life and soul for the days ahead right now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Skywatch Television Studios. I'm Joe Horn, and we are so excited, especially for the viewers at home, to be with us today. A special, very quick shout-out to the number one fan of Skywatch Television, Kenny Seasonhouse. Woo! Love you, Kenny. So many friendly faces. We have an explosive program planned for you today, but before we dive into the content, let me introduce who's on deck. He's a Pulitzer Prize-nominated investigative journalist and New York Times best-selling author, Troy Anderson.
Great to be on here, Joe.
He's a retired U.S. Army chaplain, end times expert, scholar, and author with over 32 years of military service in the Army, Colonel David Giamona. Now, I got to tell you, today's program has me especially ramped, and you're about to find out why. As a huge fan of our veterans, guys, Giamona, can we just give a round of applause to this man? Thank you. We thank you for your service. The two of you have collaborated to write the new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and I'm going to read you the subtitle, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. And we'll start with the Colonel. David, you have decades of experience in the military. You've been a chaplain for years and years and years, retired now. And yesterday I had the privilege of having lunch with you, and you were telling me about some of these battle scenarios where you're in helicopters and you're taking heavy fire from the enemy, and you and your men don't know if you're going to make it out. You're the real deal, and yet the way you framed it always gives glory to the Lord, because on this other hand, apart from your military experience, you're also an expert, what I would like to think of as an expert in biblical prophecy. So you have this very interesting look at two worldviews when you come together. I think it's an authority to talk about the military guide to Armageddon in a way that is very unique. So let's start right there. How did you blend, when writing this book, your experience both in combat along with biblical prophecy to frame the way you're viewing what's happening in the world right now through that lens?
Yeah, well, thank you. And I would say that the 32 years of experience in the military and my pastoral experience, being ordained minister and all that, just God combined it back in 2018 when I started writing a book called The Making of a Warrior. Really, I was talking about veterans and all my experiences in war, mm-hmm. and God stopped me in my tracks and said, "You're going the wrong way." And I go, "What do you mean, Lord? What am I doing?" He says, "I want you to prepare the church and warn the world that the end is coming and my return is coming." Mm-hmm. I said, "Lord, no one cares about the end times right now. It's passe. They're burnt out on it." And the Lord said, "When your book comes out," which came out January 5th.
Oh, wow.
He said, "The world will be a completely different world. And you will, you know, will be joined up with Troy Anderson, and you're going to talk to the world about all your military training and all your experiences, and you're going to combine that with what I'm doing in your life, and I want you to get it to the world because the church needs to get prepared Amen. For what's happening right now in the end times."
Absolutely.
And he said, "My spirit's going to go before you. I'm going to anoint you, and you're going to go out and preach this word and get my church ready." He said, "I'm not looking for an audience. I'm not looking for a congregation. I'm looking for an army in the end times."
Yeah. Very good. Troy, so many years. I know my father has often said that he believes Troy Anderson to be one of the most coherent, almost tactical writers. A Pulitzer Prize nominee. It's very much your craft. What was your involvement in the book? How did you meet David, and what was your contribution to this work?
The colonel contacted me in early 2018, sort of out of the blue. He said he'd been praying and you know, written this book called The Making of a Warrior. And he asked the Lord, you know, "What should I do?" Mm-hmm. And the Lord told him, "Look up on your computer screen." Apparently my name was at the top of his LinkedIn page. And so he got a hold of me. And the first thought that occurred to me was, I knew about these Gallup polls that say like 80% of the public highly respects the military. It's far higher than any other profession. You know, like pastors, like 50%. Mm-hmm. Congress is at 20%. I'm not even going to say what percentage media is at. And so I thought, if America and their church will listen to anybody about what's really happening, about what Bible prophecy, what's really unfolding, they'll listen to an Army chaplain and colonel. And so I agreed to help him write this. Mm-hmm. And he told me, the Lord told him, that by the time the book came out, it'd be a completely different world. This was 2018, and then it came, the publisher picked, you know, January 5th or 5th, 2021, released the book amid all that chaos. So it's just
wow,
miracle after miracle.
And is that one of the reasons you're talking about, I'm assuming, in part 2020 changing literally everything for perhaps ever for the foreseeable future? There's something special about what's happening right now on the timeline. Yeah. And why do you believe that right now is time to release this book?
Just, you know, the Lord's timing, you know, the elite have announced the Great Reset. They just met in Davos, Switzerland, to roll out this Great Reset of capitalism. We've seen, you know, the world completely change in the last year with the loss of religious freedoms, the coronavirus pandemic, and now, like a recent Pew survey said, 3 in 10 people are turning to God amid this crisis, and even young children are planning to go to church in greater numbers than they used to. So God has got the entire world's attention now, and people are finally waking up to what's really happening.
Let's pivot back to you, David. So 2020, nobody will ever forget the number of buildings and cities that burned at the hands of angry people rioting and so forth. But something else may have been going on in January during the so-called riot on Capitol Hill. Your book came out right after that. Was this coincidence, or was this something you foresaw? Or
not coincidence. In fact, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, nothing is coincidence.
That's right.
God has ordained that this book come out at this time because God knew the mess we would be in, and he knew where the church would be and what was needed to wake the church up. So all these things are happening in 2020, and I'm telling people, that's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. I believe, you know, we are in that process of birth pains until the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So things may quiet down for a while, but things are going to ramp up very steadily. Just as in war, you go to battle, it's not constant warfare. There are lulls in the battle where you can get complacent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can lose your life because of a complacency. But this book is for right now, for this time, to get the church ready. And we use literal battle-tested strategies and translate them into your world, into the civilian world, to get everybody ready for the rise of the Antichrist, for the things that are happening in the global reset, and all the things that are going to be happening in the future.
I wanted to jump in and just ask both of you, actually, a question. On Skywatch Television, we try to avoid talking about politics or political figures, that kind of thing. But this phenomenon with Donald Trump was unlike anything. And I pastored for 25 years. I never saw, even with Ronald Reagan, the number of Christians who really kind of attached a lot of their hopes for the future in the Trump phenomenon. And and then when he wasn't reelected, I don't know, that's going to be disputed for a long time, right? But he's not in office. And Joe and I both, a lot of the people that we know, they feel very disillusioned, really, about the future and very super concerned, and they ought to be, with the current administration. But what would you say, what advice would both of you give to Christians out there who may right now be questioning? Because, you know, they were prophesying that Trump's going to be reelected, and a lot of that obviously came crashing down around them. What do you think the result of all of this is?
Well, I think I'll shoot at it first. First of all, Trump is a great leader, no question about it. Do people like his personality? Not necessarily. But it's not about personality. It's about his leadership. And he's almost a father figure to the United States. This is what we need to do, he says, to get right. And he was doing it. Now, I would caveat that to say this. My faith is not in a political leader.
Right. Amen.
My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so if God says Donald Trump is not for now, then he's not for now. Mm-hmm. And my son tells me all the time, who was in the infantry, he says, Dad, doesn't the church understand we need to go through these things in order to get to the other side? You know, yeah, I would love Trump to be the president, but in the fact of the matter, he isn't right now, and we've got to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ and get through this crisis and get battle ready.
Right.
Thank you. Amen.
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, it seems like God is working a much bigger plan. You know, we had the return late last year. 100,000 people showed up. Millions watched it. First National Day of Repentance in America since time of Abraham Lincoln. And then, you know, this Pew survey. So I think God is using this crisis, using everything that's happening to bring people to him, to wake up the church, to wake up the world to what's really happening. And so, you know, he's calling the army of the Lord together to do his work as we move into the end times.
Right, and to get refocused. You know, one of the concerns I had when I was a pastor, you know, Dominionism. I was just listed in a peer-reviewed paper as a leading Christian nationalist, right? And I take issue with that. Well, it kind of depends on what you mean by the term, because they're kind of throwing a whole lot of stuff under that label Christian nationalism. But if by that you mean Dominionism, if by that you mean Tom Horn believes the only way Jesus can come back is if we take over the government and impose mandated values or whatever, then you have fully distorted what the purpose of preaching the gospel is really all about. And what could not happen with armies, 12 disciples did, you know, and I always say 150 years after the ascension of Jesus Christ, nobody on earth was screaming, "Great is the goddess Diana," right? So I think that's the core of our power. And that's what I love about your book and your message is that, you know, these other things are important, but the preaching of the gospel is more important. And there are certain practical things we need to do to be prepared for the future.
So, Colonel, you know, we talked yesterday, but for the viewers at home that weren't privy to that wonderful lunch that we had and so forth, I also had a chance to see you preach in this building a sermon, by the way, that's going to be packaged to DVD for inclusion and an offer that we're going to let you know about in just a minute. Explosive. And like you said, I asked you for a volume indicator. And, you know, hey, I'm going to get an audio check, and then you end up twice as loud. This man is such a good preacher. He's such a passionate guy. And I want to ask you, we've talked about kind of the motivation, the timeline, why you released it right now. But for those watching the show that still aren't sure what's in the book, the subtitle, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times, what's inside of it that is going to ready them to take the next step in pushing the gospel forward, awakening the remnant? What do you see ahead, and what do Christians need to do, and how does this book help them get there?
Well, when I went to war numerous times in Saudi Arabia, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Central America, and intensive training throughout my years, what I saw when soldiers went to war that weren't spiritually prepared is they really lost their faith. How could a God that I serve let this happen to me?
True. Right.
While millions of Christians around the world are being persecuted, and people don't realize in America, people are dying for their faith every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wrote the book to get people prepared for what we're going to face. So in the book, at the end of every chapter are spiritual exercises, things that you can do to become battle ready. And by that, I mean, battle ready is this. If you go to Korea right now and you look at the division that's on the front lines facing North Korea, their motto is fight tonight. I'm afraid there are many Christians that are out there that are not ready to fight tonight. They're not ready to engage in spiritual warfare. And so what we do in the book is give them the tools, the weapons of our warfare, prayer, fasting, discipleship, reading the Word of God.
Yeah.
How many Christians I know right now that attend church don't read the Word on a daily basis, don't understand the Word, don't understand what's going on in these end times, don't understand the reality of the coming of the Lord and the rise of the Antichrist? So Nazi Germany in the 1930s, we had a guy named Adolf Hitler. The church loved him because he promised work. He promised prosperity. He promised the power. He promised all these wonderful things, and the church followed him. What's going to happen here in the United States and around the world when a real Antichrist rises? They're going to follow him because they're going to trade their security for safety.
And you think we got here? The obvious answer is we got here because we're comfortable.
Yes.
Right?
Complacent.
So then what rattles comfort? Massive discomfort. And so for the church, as much as I hate what's happening politically in this country, I have small children. I would love to see America totally revitalized, totally change course. But in the interim, and until that happens, Troy, what do we as the body of Christ do if we feel like we're already, you know, screaming on social media and we're already beating every drum we have access to and we still see a sleepy church? What does one do to kind of awaken their neighbor, for example?
I think we have an unprecedented opportunity in modern history to, you know, to share our faith, to share the good news. We're seeing signs of people coming to the Lord, you know, all over the world. And so God has put us here at this particular place in time and given us this opportunity that no other Christian has had in history. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I believe the Lord's raising up this army, is to get the soldiers of Christ, his end times warriors of God, invigorated and excited about doing the Lord's work. And the key is going to be to draw as close to God as possible. So that's what this book does. It takes you through the making of a warrior process to help you, you know, become the strong soldier of Christ so you can do the Lord's work, take the gospel to all the world.
Well, and I would agree with that, because during Corona and stuff, I had a lot of friends and stuff that would, because nobody could go to church, they were watching sermons on Facebook Live or going back and watching the reruns. So the gospel is getting out there, even through social media, which I think is amazing. But back to what you were saying too, is that people are not reading their Bibles. That's just, they're waiting for somebody to feed them instead of eating it themselves. And that is a big problem that we need to fix immediately.
And it's never been easier. She's downloaded this app.
Yes.
It'll almost do it for you. It organizes the Bible into little chunks. You can sit there and let it read to you. I mean, it's just no excuse not to be in the Word of God.
Well, I like what Catherine said about being fed.
Mm-hmm.
And we do depend so much on other people to do it for us because we're busy or for whatever reason. But I think if I'm looking at this military book and I'm thinking what you just told us about being out on the battlefield, if I'm going to survive, there ain't going to be anybody out there to feed me.
Right.
I got to figure this out, how to do it on my own.
Amen.
So thank you so much for what you've done and helping us to prepare for the future.
Troy, along with the same line of thinking, and I want to read you something. You say that recently, Lifeway Research poll found that 9 in 10 pastors are seeing signs of the end times and current events. And, of course, this isn't a direct quote from you, but then I would add, but then what are they doing about it? If 9 out of 10, no, seriously, come on, Colonel. Pastors have polled, they're seeing signs of the end times, but you're seeing this total lethargy coming from the pulpit. And I've said this in previous shows. I'm not one of these that hits the pulpit and blames the church for everything. We have some salt-of-the-earth pastors out
there
that have been working their tails to the grindstone for decades, and their churches have been diminishing in size, diminishing in size, because the truth isn't popular anymore.
That's right.
Nobody wants to hear about consequence. Nobody wants to hear that decisions have ramifications.
It's all they participation want to be medals.
Yeah, participation medals, rewards.
They don't pass those out in the military, do they?
Espressos at the front door and a mint on your pillow. But how do you square that? I mean, how do you square that many pastors polling, self-identified? We're seeing signs of the end times. Isn't that something? But then what's being done about it?
Well, you know, the Lord gave me a revelation a while ago, and I actually did not include it in the book. In Matthew 25, which you're very familiar with, Jesus just finished in 24 talking about the end times. Then in 25, he said, and it's going to be like these 10 virgins that are all asleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The church has been prophesied by Jesus the Lord. It would be asleep in the end times that the Lord spoke to me. He said, but 5 had oil, 5 were ready to go, and 5 did not. And that's what we're seeing. There are going to be pastors. There's going to be a separation of the sheep and the goats.
Absolutely.
And there are pastors and churches right now that are being separated by God.
That's terrifying.
And these end times, and they're going to continue to follow the council culture, follow political, whatever they are. And then there's going to be the remnant, which are here, and around the world, they're going to follow Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so those people are going to follow him, or they're going to get in the word. They're going to get their weapons of the warfare ready to go, and they're going to start marching for the Lord Jesus Christ. So there is a separation, and there's going to be other things happening in 2021 and beyond that's going to separate us even more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, before we lose any more time, we've got to cut to a break. We want to make sure that you know how to get a copy of the Military Guide to Armageddon, along with some other very cool things in this offer to prepare you for what is coming. Watch this.
With the forces of light and dark lining up for battle, it is time for the warriors of God to realize that we are at war. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Armageddon Collection. When you order Colonel David Jamona and Troy Anderson's new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new never-before-released companion DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, and the two-disc DVD collection, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn. With decades of personal military experience on the battlefield, as well as the supernatural realm, U.S. Army Colonel David Jamona and Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson will equip believers like you to be battle-ready for the days ahead. Their new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is an end-times training manual that will teach you how to counter the darkness of approaching evil forces, operate on a new level of spiritual warfare following biblical and military principles, prepare for the intersection of biblical prophecy and real-time world events, develop your spiritual gifts to walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. You'll also receive the two-disc DVD, The Final Countdown. Now you can sit down one-on-one with Dr. Horn as he details the vision God gave him about the coming messenger, the Apophis asteroid headed toward Earth as we speak, and the Revelation 8 destruction that is starting its final countdown at this very moment, plus his mind-boggling revelations of the Vatican's secret plan for an alien savior, and the evil gene and Lucifer effect. Also included on Disc 2, Ali Anderson Henson and Donna Howell present shocking information on the hidden meaning behind the biblical feasts connected to the first advent and second coming of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer is the brand new unreleased DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, where Colonel David Jamona preaches a fiery sermon on counting the costs to become an end-time soldier of God. This amazing DVD also includes a special interview featuring Troy Anderson as he sits one-on-one with the Colonel as they discuss their book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and how to be strong and courageous in these trying times. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So become fully equipped and trained in the weapons of spiritual warfare. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and prepare you and your family for the coming days of tribulation. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Armageddon Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. We're in the studio today with Troy Anderson and Colonel David Jamona. We're talking about their new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, a ton of battle strategies written from somebody who's an expert in both Bible prophecy and military combat, somebody mm-hmm. who's been in the thick of it, who at many times could have become deceased through battle and gunfire and explosions. And so you have this really awesome perspective of being able to take both your military background and also your time in research of the Word and putting it all together in a biblical timeline that makes sense. And then, of course, teamed up with Troy Anderson, one of the greatest writers ever. it's just an explosive book. But let's get back on track here and continue with you, David. Before the break, we were talking about the biblical times that we're all witnessing and polling. Number of church pastors, 9 out of 10, would identify as ones who are seeing end times prophecy play out. Mm-hmm. And then when you flip the script, almost none of them are talking about it from their pulpits. And I think probably a lot of that is just simply a lack of information. Like, honest to God, pastors out there that have been burying the dead and visiting hospitals mm-hmm. and marrying couples and answering community, and their phones never stop. You know,
yep.
It's a lot to then suddenly, if you've never paid much attention to Bible prophecy, and to suddenly play catch up. But I would say this is a great place to start, this book. Many Americans worry that the country, the state that it's in, we're one economic crisis away, mm-hmm. one catastrophic event away from breaking the fragments of what remain in the America that you and I grew up in, and we're going to go full socialist, full Marxist, lose complete control. America, as you knew it, done forever, something different. Do you believe we're that close? How close do you think we are to losing the country?
I think, number one, that God is going to shake us like we've never been shaken before.
Hmm.
And what I mean by that is America has been comfortable for too long.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to war, that first time I really experienced combat, I know what shaking is all about. I was in a group of Blackhawks, 6 of them, going into Baghdad, into the green zone, and we were getting fired from the ground, RPGs, machine gun fire, we were returning fire. There was ping, ping, ping all over our helicopters. And I knew at that point what fear was. And I know what fear is in the American people. And the fact of the matter is this. Fear is good if it'll motivate you to do your job.
Amen.
And so I never took counsel my fears. I continued the mission, even though I was being fired at, even though things were blowing up around me. 600 civilians died that morning in combat in around Baghdad. Things were blowing up. Mortars were coming in. But the thing that motivated me was my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, Lord, you're the only one that's going to take care of me. You're the only one's going to see me through this. You're the only one that has the power to protect me. And if not, God, if not, then I am going to go and see you right now in heaven. And that's what we got to be about. We can't be afraid of death anymore. We can't be afraid of what people are telling about us or what the culture says or what the government says. We got to be about the business of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone.
You're going to have people wanting to know where you're pastoring so they can come to your church.
Yes, and by the way, that moment was just a small tithing of what is on the DVD being packaged with this. Yesterday gave such an explosive sermon, such a needed charge. With just a couple of minutes, Troy, what are some of the strategies? It's difficult to shift gears so quickly, but we are running out of time. What are some of the strategies in the book that help the reader kind of navigate the days ahead?
The book is designed to take you through the making of the warrior process. So in the military, they take you from a civilian and turn you into a soldier who can fight in wars. And so the colonel condenses 3 decades of the wisdom he's learned in the military and translates that into spiritual warfare terms. And so the book, and each book has exercises, takes you through this whole process. And I sort of went through this as I was helping him write this book and grew my faith. And like my wife suggested, we start keeping a log of things that seem miraculous in nature. And it's now like 250 miracles over the last 5 years, gigantic faith builder. So this book helps you walk into supernatural power, protection, and provision of the Holy Spirit, which is going to be key to navigating the end times.
And I love your charge. This man, he is charging you not to just procure a copy of the book, but if you didn't buy the book at all, if you forgot the offer altogether, but just the essence of what he's saying about it being time for Christians to totally basically operate with self-abandonment.
Yeah.
We are out of time for the old cushy, hey, I'm going to minister to this guy over the course of 9 years, and maybe someday he'll figure out there's something different about me. And no, it's time to tell your neighbors with the
bold
kind of earnest that demonstrates a love. We're out of time. I got to tell you something. I took a risk with a close friend of mine about 7 months ago who didn't want to hear a lot of what I had to say, but I said, I love you, man. And whether you like it or not, we're entering into times where at some point you may have questions. I want you to know I'm here for you. And I left it at that. This is a guy who told me 5 years ago his love-hate relationship with God is that God loves to hate him, and he's okay hating God because his life's been a train wreck for 30 years, and it's God's fault. He started asking me to pray for him 3 months ago.
Amen.
you catch on? So I get zero credit, but what I'm saying is it's time to start taking risks.
Yeah.
It's time to start taking chances, to come out of our box, our comfort zone, and start telling the people that we're around, our sphere of influence, to be engaged in their lives and get busy with the preaching of the gospel, right?
Exactly right. You know, what are we afraid of really in the end?
Yeah.
What is really our fear?
Right.
We look at David and Goliath, and David was ready to go because he wasn't afraid of the giant.
Right.
You know, our greatest fear for a lot of Christians is the process of dying or death. But other than that, where are we going? You know, the big picture is we're going to heaven.
Amen.
We're going to be with God for all eternity. Why not just take it all out right now and let's go for it?
Guys, we're out of time. For everybody here in the studio, I'm Joe Horn, David, Troy, so good to have you. Can we give a round of applause to these guys? Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.